James Warson, I'm the Conservative MP for Stockton South.
First of all, James, big shocking news. Can you just tell me a bit about how this has come about and what this could mean for the region?
Absolutely. Teesside Airport, we all know, has been struggling for some time. They lost £6 million the year before last, £2 million in the last year. Peel Airports recently went down the process of exercising a rather obscure clause in their shareholders agreement, which would dilute the shares that are owned by local authorities. And I raised concerns about that, as did a number of others, at the beginning of this week, saying, what does this mean? What are they planning? They refused to come out with any substantial statement at this time, and now we know why. It looks like Peel has decided that Teesside Airport doesn't fit within their portfolio. They don't want to run it anymore. They're going to put their shareholding up for sale and try to find somebody else who does.
So what does this mean for people in the northeast?
Well, Teesside Airport is one of our two regional airports. It's actually got a larger runway than Newcastle Airport. It's got a very substantial capacity. But in recent years, it's seen passenger numbers falling and falling, and very sadly. I think, as yet, it's a bit early to tell. If everything goes well, another buyer could come in. They may invest in the airport and make it the success that it deserves to be. The danger is, particularly in the current climate, if another buyer cannot be found, what we would not want to see is it going from being an airport for sale to being a plot of land for sale, because that would be a real blow to the economy in the southern part of the region. It would also be very unwelcome for local residents who don't want another housing estate or an industrial estate on their doorsteps.
As the local MP, what will you do to ensure that this airport is saved?
Well, I've been campaigning on issues around the airport for quite some time now. Back in the summer, we ran a campaign about the name and trying to raise the profile, engage the local business community to get involved. Because, I mean, actually, although everyone calls it Teesside Airport, its actual name is Durham Tees Valley Airport. And I believe that it should be renamed back to Teesside Airport. But that alone, of course, won't solve its problems. At this stage, we need a strong statement of commitment from Peel that they are selling this as an airport, as a going concern, that there is no intention to sell it as land or to wind it down any further as an airport, and that they're out there looking for a buyer who's going to invest in it and make it successful. I will be doing everything I can to support that and to put pressure on Peel to ensure they don't start to move away from that core principle. This must be sold as a working, functioning, going concern airport, and it must remain so for the people of Teesside.
You're a figure that has worked very closely with the airport and has spoken about it publicly many times. How did you feel when you heard this news?
I wish I could say I was shocked, but I wasn't, because the signs were there earlier this week when the news started to trickle out about the share dilutions. What I think has disappointed me most, though, is that at that stage, Peel refused to say anything constructive or helpful at all. Now, I understand they needed to tell their employees first if they're looking at sale. They need to be careful what they say publicly. Of course they do. But really, the history of this company has been a failure to engage properly with the local community in which they operate, whether that's over the changing of the name, whether it's over the way they've handled this process, you know, even just this week. So I was surprised, yes, but shocked, no. I think hopefully some good can come of it, but I'm worried that it's bad news.
And you say you're off to Prime Minister's question time now. Is this something that you will hope to raise in the coming weeks?
I'm sure it's a topic that I'm going to be talking about an awful lot over the coming weeks. I will try to ask a question at Prime Minister's questions, but given that the notice of this has come so late in the day, these things are often oversubscribed, you have to go in and say, look, I'd like to put a question beforehand about a topic X, Y, or Z. I don't know what the chances are of being called, but I have no doubt at all that whether it's raised today or not, it's an issue that I'll be talking about for quite some time now.